Blog Talk Radio.
Gonna tell you a little bedtime tale, legend it will become. Burgers flying out the door, sail on. 2-for-1, no concern for the future, living for today. Fast food bite on your way, lay it all to waste. The masses are afflicted now. Moo, mad cow, mad cow. Mad cow line dance song.
Hey, Sign Guy Nation, welcome to the show on another Friday afternoon. Sign Guy with you, along with the coach with the most, coming at us from coast to coast. He doesn't mean to brag, but he has to boast because his favorite part of offense is a post, Coach Mike Jones. Some show notes for you if you're looking for some professional wrestling in the next few days. WCWO at the Outlaw Arena in Indianapolis, Indiana, 1151 South Kentucky Avenue. FGW in Hamilton, Ohio. Horror Slam in Detroit, Michigan, and Lucha Libre and Laughs in Denver, Colorado, featuring Minoru Suzuki today. Saturday, Championship Wrestling in Dunfield, Virginia, Emerge Wrestling happening in Columbus, Indiana, TPW in Franklin, Ohio, TCW in Somerset, Kentucky, PWK in Bangor, Michigan, K-Town Championship Wrestling in Knoxville, Tennessee, Supreme Wrestling in Madison, Indiana, PPW in Holland, Michigan, 907 in Anchorage, Alaska, AIWF in Martinsburg, West Virginia, ESW in Buffalo, New York, and Defy in Portland, Oregon, featuring Kevin Sullivan tomorrow. So lots going on. Get out there, support your local independents. Coaches, we wait for our guests to join us here. Do you have a book you'd like to read from?
No, I'd like to do all my plugs and everything first, though.
You don't have a book to read from?
No, but you got historic history in creation right this second. You should know better. You got the man.
Yeah, because you haven't got a book to read from. No one's ever not had a book to read from in the history of the show. QT used to have a book right at the ready every chance he had.
Okay, but look, we have history going on where the Mariners are winning 4-0 in their first playoff game in 21 years. And that I think that's more important than reading a random book. Of course, I got Mound Over Hill within arm's length, but no.
Well,
come on,
your arm should be reaching, Coach, reaching right for that.
You don't think we should do a Mariners and Reds report instead?
The fans love the books.
Oh, okay.
I'm just saying, fans love when people read books.
Oh, they also love the Mariners report. All right, well, we got a 4-0 lead. Castillo's on the mound there, and things are looking good.
What page is this on, Coach?
There's no page, but I do got the book in my hand.
Oh, wow.
Since,
oh, wow.
Wow,
okay. We'll try to contact our guest.
You trying to again?
I shall contact her. Maybe you'd like to hum your entrance music while I contact the guest.
How about page 36 by Gary Morgenstein's Mound Over Hill.
Oh, that'd be fun.
And forced his way into receiving a drink. Frick glanced at Mick, roasting, "Two drinks now?" Puppy groaned inwardly. "Is this the sort of care you're planning on extending?" "No, sir." He's clearly nearing the end and deserves dignity. "Yes, sir." "Will I see you in here again?" "Yes, but not with him, because I will check." Frick scribbled a reminder note with a small pencil in a large purple notebook and then walked back down the bar and warmly shook Mandel's hand. "Pleasure to meet you, sir." He stared at Jimmy. "Mr. Nedick will relay your conversation." Jimmy glared at Puppy. He really wanted to be on the police radar about smelly old men drinking when they shouldn't and causing problems. Officer Frick made it as far as halfway to the door before Mickey raised his rifled martini glass, calling out, "What's the rush, officer? Join me for a round." The blue shirt escorted them to the foyer, the main administrative center for the Bronx, an ugly old building with lattice windows and scorched bricks, which sat a certain haughty air on Sheridan Avenue. After the Allahs nuked D.C. in Washington on the heels of the chemical attack on Manhattan, the seat of government had moved on to the Bronx. At the entrance, Frick whispered heatedly to the blue shirt on duty, jabbing his stick towards Puppy. The large cop rolled off his stool, annoyed at the inconvenience of having to move, obviously caused by Puppy's negligence and possible degeneracy. The blue shirt, identified as Manson Phillip on his New York PD badge, read and reread the discharge papers, searching for some reason to arrest Puppy, or at least take a very active dislike. "Patient, Mickey Mantle. Age deceased. Born, yes. Occupation of Hall of Fame baseball player. Relatives, probably all dead like me. Last address, Dallas Memorial Hospital, and hopefully a cemetery. Health issues, no sex for 100 years. Mental state, maybe." Officer Phillip returned to the papers to Puppy, giving Mickey a bewildered look. "I'll make sure they get to the right room." Frick tapped his nightstick rhythmically into Puppy's forehead as he instructed his colleague, "Check the papers when they leave." Mick dozed on Puppy's shoulder in the simply furnished waiting room on a long poster by the door. The face of the pleasant girl in dread smiled beneath the sign. "If you don't know who you are, how can we?" with a stark lettering below. "Take care of your life card." Directly above their heads hummed the vid news, scrolling along pictures of fish hopping happily into nets draped from a longboat somewhere in the Atlantic. A Dane captain in yellow slicker explaining new fishing techniques in a way that made you long for a good greasy cheeseburger. Puppy kind of remembered real meat, dozing into light sleep where he was a pickled chip fighting off angry cheddar cheese with Mantle's face. Now, this is an abstract book here, Brother Sign Guy. Maybe you should fill your fans in on this whole thing about what's not making sense here.
In the book?
Yeah.
Well, it was a dystopian view of the future, so things are different in the book than they are here in 2022. It takes place in a post-World War III world.
So that's why everything's just random and out in left field. Okay, but back to page 37. The reedy clerk beckoned them inside. Mick walked unsteadily. "He must have thrown down an extra martini when I wasn't looking," Puppy thought as they settled inside for the office. Grandma's classic pearl earrings photograph stared down. "Who's the broad?" Mick drawled. The clerk started horrified. "He was in the facility," Puppy explained. The clerk held the application to his eyes. You got a toilier?" Mick asked. "Hold it in," Puppy whispered. "I can't." The clerk looked up. "Where did you lose it?" It took Puppy a second. "The lifeguard. He doesn't know." "I don't even know what the hell it is," Mick yelled. The clerk disappointedly fingered the application. "He had an accident," Puppy said. "Did you file a police report?" The clerk asked, hopefully, "No." "I fell on my head," Mick threw in. I was drunk. The clerk grunted, where? Usually at Toots Shot Joint. Also my own place on Central Park West, Manhattan. Puppy raised in
Coach, I don't know if our guest is going to make it. She confirmed just in the last 20 minutes and now has vanished.
Okay,
I think Old
so
Thumbs Up Plant C may have had something to do with this.
All right, I'm ready to quit reading there. That's fine with me. And then,
Well, I mean, you were doing a fine job. I was very engrossed in the story.
Okay. Yeah, it's hard to follow because unless you know from the start, I imagine.
Yeah, if you just jump into the middle, I can see where you'd be a little bit lost.
Okay, so, yep, tomorrow I'll be announcing my show here pretty soon, the Coach Mike Jones Show podcast at noon Pacific tomorrow. And then you can also check me out at Coach Mike Jones, the coach of the most, Coach Mike Jones on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, and Twitter. Don't forget to check out the Real School Army and the NGW Green Room for interviews all over the world. Also, want to thank our sponsor, A-Plus Payless Handyman Services. They are the best, and we're so grateful for them. And we hope they really grow and go nationwide like they're planning on. All right, and then also we want to thank Sub Pop Music for all they do. And I want to thank Sign Guy and QT and John for creating Turnbuckle Turmoil. And thank you all you fans. We love you so much.
Absolutely. Now, Coach, we'd be remiss if we didn't also notice to tell the people today, 8 straight hours of sports entertainment tonight. It's a huge night in the sports entertainment world. You have Impact's Bound for Glory, the biggest show of the year for Impact, followed immediately by SmackDown over on Fox TV, followed immediately by AEW Rampage, followed immediately by AEW Battle for the Belts. That's a lot of sports entertainment happening. One night. Are you ready?
It is. Yeah, I'm ready.
Now, we might need like one of those little portable urinals to have on hand just to be sure.
Okay. Well, it looks like we still got Luis Castillo on the mound dominating, the guy we got from the Cincinnati Reds.
Yeah, there was a lot of Reds that moved over. Now, next year, the Mariners go to Cincinnati. Are you going to go to see that, Coach?
That sounds like fun, sign guy.
All right. We'll loosely plan for that. Now, have you ever been to the Great American Ballpark?
I haven't. But another thing that the Mariners have in common with the Reds, besides the Reds organization themselves have like 24 Mariners in their organization right this minute, the Mariners have led the league 2 years in a row in one-run wins. And then the last team to do that was the Cincinnati Reds in 1876. So
that was a while ago. That was like King Bell Houston's rookie year in wrestling, I think.
Exactly. Yes.
Now, Coach, can you compare how many cups of coffee get sold at the Mobile Park of Tea versus how many cups of coffee get sold at the Great American Ballpark?
I would say T-Mobile one. You know, we did show a few times during the season where they'd have like 38,000 in Cincinnati and only 14 in Seattle. So there was that, even though Seattle was winning and Cincinnati wasn't.
Yeah. It was a down year for attendance in Cincinnati, though, the lowest since 1984.
Okay, and the Mariners doubled their attendance from last year. They said almost doubled. That's sort of hard to believe, but that's what I heard.
Did you hear that from Diafola Debashi?
No, but I was proud and honored to give my Seattle Mariners organizational report for year end of 2022. today. It was a special day in Mariners history, and I got my Mariners report out before first pitch today, and I'm very proud and honored.
Now, did you call the ballpark and ask them to delay the first pitch just to be sure?
No, I had it out hours before, of course.
Oh, nice. Okay. Now, Coach, with roughly 8 hours of sports entertainment happening tonight, can you tell the fans what you might be most looking forward to this evening?
No, you know what? I really have no time for that. I have to do 24 hours of continued education for my electrical license on top of about 5 other projects I'm doing at the same time. I really don't have any time to watch 1 minute of that 8 hours of wrestling. I'm sorry,
wow.
But it's true.
Wow. I guess you could always record it and watch it tomorrow.
Yes, I usually do record it, yes. So
now, can you tell
that,
the fans what you're most looking forward to when viewing tomorrow's recording?
No, there's nothing particular, no.
I'm going to say Masa Slamovich versus Jordan Grace. That seems like a very interesting match to me. I believe a first-time ever match as well.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah, wish them all luck, you know, and safe show and all that. So, all right, brother, I guess you're done for the day, aren't you?
I guess so. I don't know what happened to our guest other than I think old Thumbs Up Lance Dean did something.
Okay, he might have, yes.
So she
all right,
was,
brother, on.
She was confirmed. She confirmed. Now she's just vanished.
Yep, on to bigger and better things. And then you still got Chicken Bob out there. Chicken Bob was over there last week at Bethel.
He managed me twice.
Exactly. All right, brother Sign. Maybe you can give us a call in tomorrow, say hi, and then we'll see you Sunday.
All right. Sunday we have John Crother as we continue Super Fan Month. What a great month it's been so far. We just kicked it off, Coach.
Sweet.
All right, well, fans, we will be back with you Sunday. We'll cut this a bit short, I guess, as we try to send Diafoa Debossi to find what happened to Sherry Roy. And hopefully she's all right. But you can follow us on all the social medias. You can follow Chicken Bob on the social media. Get out there, support your local pro wrestling, wherever it may be. And we will talk to you very soon.
Sign.
Yeah, Coach.
Don't forget that sign of the times, because what's it going to be, 550 now?
550 should be out. Probably in the next 36 hours, yeah.
Plus, we got to do that Cincinnati Reds organizational report for the year.
Yeah, there is huge news today, Coach. Huge news.
What was it?
Well, do you want me to spoil the whole organizational report?
Well, give us the highlight of the news.
We've got somebody that will definitely be back next year.
Joey Votto.
Well, that'd be taking it a step further if I gave you the exact name, wouldn't it?
Yes.
Well, they'll have to tune into the Reds organizational report to hear exactly who will be returning.
Okay. And then Castillo with another strikeout. Mariners still up 4-0. Looking good.
Now, right, is gorgeous Michelle Starr there?
I don't know.
Could you find out and report tomorrow during the show?
We'll see. Yes, exactly. I'll check. He was at the CAC.
Oh, that'd be huge. All right. And if you could, maybe find out how many hot chocolates old Ken Hamlin had while watching the game today.
I'll see what I can do. All right, thanks, man.
All right. Well, fans, we will be back Sunday. Everybody be safe out there.